This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Was there raffles over North Belfast as well?
That's
they're just all breed fucking chippies.
Aldo's as well. Aldo's is
another. Same related.
Aldo raffle.
Someone said that on, I think Polly said it before on his podcast. That
that's the my daughter's nephew runs at one at the top of Donegal Road. That's where nephew runs at.
Aldo's?
He's married one of the wee girls.
That one does well.
It does, right.
When
does
I get them, I get a half a fish.
Half a fish?
You want to see the fish?
On a Friday?
No,
during the week, any day.
What is that, Tony? But you know, is that an old fashioned thing? On a Friday, you get your fish.
Chips, and at Lent, you never took meat. At Lent.
I always forget, and then I know that. What's the
You don't forget.
I'm not a holy Joe, Johnny, so I do.
Doesn't matter about your holy Joe or not, it's the way you're allowed.
My man never promised.
He should remember, should he?
Oh, we always went to Mass, yeah.
Have you went to Mass from a nipper, like, have you?
When we lived down there, we went to St. Patrick's was our chapel.
Where's that?
Right, Donegal Street.
The one down the town?
Yeah.
Where the Irish
Moose
Street is?
I'm from Nelson Street, but Nelson Street was a big long street. You had Little Corporation Street and you had Nail Street, so you had four streets.
How'd you end up in the Murph?
I got married and I had children and we moved up.
No, but you moved to Shore Road first, didn't you?
Went to Shore Road first, yeah.
You in the bungalows in Shore Road, you said in bungalows there. Mm-hmm.
Were
the
10? And the day the girl's house went to fire, the bungalow, and thrown in the Joe, my husband, she said in my room. He says, where's your children? In bed. And we were collecting for her because the house went to fire and that was the time Kennedy got shot.
Is that how long ago?
That's how long ago that is.
What year are we talking? Like
1963 was it?
Oh right, so the troubles hadn't even started?
No, God, no.
I'm sure they were in the Shore Road.
That's what I said, it was all mixed up here. Up here was all Protestant. He was a Protestant.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not? Just tell everyone where we are. Sorry.
Oh, why? I forgot. No, yeah. Sure, forget you're being recorded. No, I mean.
Johnny, so you grew up through the Troubles. What was it like?
You see where I lived? There's never seen the bone fire. It was in the middle of the street because there was four streets. We all sat at the door and the peelers used to, Miss Quinn, open your windies. They're going to blow in with the heat.
Who's Quinn?
She's called me Quinn. Quinn.
Queen. You are.
Quinn, yeah.
Is that right?
I had a brother shot dead in 1971. Unity Flats.
By the Brits?
She would don't know. Nobody ever came out to say. I never got in the way for him.
What age was he, 20?
39 he was.
Was he your big brother?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you miss him?
Yeah.
That's weird. Fuck's sake.
Two years ago when he lived down a camp, down one end street, the wee street's farther down. Bits and all, he used to go on the Jeep and all with them when you're allowed to do that.
I can remember, I don't know if this is a false memory, but I can remember walking down that street and used to be sitting in the gardens.
Oh,
with their guns and they used to let you look through the scope. But I was told they're letting you do that so they don't get shot because of the kids down in front of them. I don't know if that was.
We weren't to know. You probably done that too, I thought.
Springfield Park there when we were growing up because obviously the barracks is right next door. And they used to have like the big, do you remember the big concrete, big bollards things at the bottom of the streets with? And they were leaning over that and all, and they used to let you look down the scope and all.
Shoot them as down the ground.
When did the Troubles end? Well,
so it was the ceasefire in the 90s, wasn't it? 90.
I drove down past, this was last night, down past the parks. I know what the big ball is, the big ball of the falls. Yeah. and you want to see the kids, there must be from St. James's, and they're ratting with the kids from
Village. They run each other.
And they're running over the road. They're
should have done that when we lived there, before then, while our houses was all built. Beachmount, our ones used to fit, it was a big field and all down
the
there.
The White Rock and Granny's round the White Rock, so it's like a Beachmount ones and the White Rock ones. Yeah. All fit. What was it, the Beaches and the Whiteys and all these call each other?
It's all territorial.
Used to fit.
How long are you up in the West End, Johnny?
You were Ballymurphy first, weren't you? From the Shore Road.
No, I went Ballymurphy Road, and then we went to Spring Hill, and then we went there.
Did you move up here when it all started then? What was life like then?
He was only here 10 minutes, and he was shot dead. I'm glad, in a way, he was shot dead, because when they murdered him, they take him away, and you never find their bodies again.
Yeah.
Where was he shot, Johnny?
Near the flats. Over and a fella from up here, he was shot, but he got away.
Did much of your friends die back in? Like, I know I was your brother, but...
No, just him. Ah. And in our house in Spring Hill, they were shooting come into our home.
Do you know Michael Dudley?
The Dudleys are.
So that's my missus.
Bernie and I love her.
He missed the shot.
I know, but when he had the money, they all loved him. I love the way he was left.
I know.
See, a particular time, we were in the house and was our 19 children and two of the wee mates, and Joe had met. He was on the diet. So he said, I'm just going to have a salad and thing. I says, that's okay. The children are all sitting eating, and Edna, my twin in my arm, our Christopher, and Edna was sleeping. And the next thing we heard the bang from over here. My son was shot in the hand, our Martin, and Marie, and John was shot and grazed in the leg when I was grazed in the arm. And Dean McCafferty, remember Dean McCafferty? Lived in Ballymurphy Dave, he was murdered. There we were, was shot dead.
So have you been shot, Johnny, have you?
I was grazed, no, just a wee bit.
Well, remember the old one on my granda? My granda was it the soup he was eating? He was eating the soup or something? There's a couple of different things of it, like, but he had food and he was... He wanted more or something, whatever it was he was finished.
No, was that putting his head down?
No,
he made his own salad. No, he did make
was that that time? And it came through
but
the window.
But my mummy gives a big catering. A big catering thing. And we got up. And a lot of years after, got a bullet. It was all flattened. Went to the TV, you know.
See, back in the day, Johnny, would you have been out with the bins and all? Would you have been out with the bin lids?
Just the fellow soldiers. I'll tell you better again. They were doing that. No, the civil right thing. So Joe Nellens had a big thing down in St. Thomas' School, and I was pregnant.
So you were pregnant with the twins?
Well, on, Johnny, how many kids do you have?
10.
10 kids?
5 girls and 5 boys.
Do you have no TVs back then, though?
But he said to Bernie, will you bring my mum or Johnny home and make sure she gets into the children? But Nora McCaffrey, God love her, she always kept an eye on my house. And Bonica was writing ways. And that was all right. So there's trouble a wee bit around the corner. So here they just start to shoot. So then they wanted the red or something. They can see them. It's like a red. Well, I don't know what it is.
You on about the scope?
The army was shooting? Plastic bullets or...
No, real bullets. I fell down the crib and they thought I was shot. I thought I was shot. And Margaret, what do you call her? Harvey Boy was badly shot. He was hurt. I forget Margaret's second name there. He was shot.
And then he went home.
So then when I went home, then I went to bed and all, and he was out vigilante. And then the next thing he said to me the next morning, did you come stay at home last night? Did they call a course? I said, I had to come home and see me. He says, you're telling lies, aren't you? And me, no. He says, you are telling one big lie. What if you had been shot and that child? But she was having twins and I didn't even know.
How far along were you?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Somebody told my granddad that she was shot. So he was like, did you go home last day?
Yeah.
For anyone watching, Connor, that's your granny. And what do you call your mum?
Bellica.
My mum is the oldest.
She's the oldest.
Is she?
Yeah. And Joseph died there. He's his first boy.
One of your kids?
And he was 6 months dead there on Friday. And my husband was 30 years dead on Saturday. He died in Creedia Pins.
What's that?
Spain.
Went away for 2 weeks.
He loved the Sacred Heart. And I used to say, do you not like to go to Mary or go to Knock or somewhere? No, he said, no. If I see my Lord, I can see him in my own home. I go round to chapel. But he checked our Sacred Heart into the wall, so it never goes out. That, for me, went in there, that bulb's still up there. That has never went out.
Did you ever see, like, the wee red, the holy pictures? It's in the wall, so it's like, you track that in, so it's always on. The way people have it, switch to flick it on and off. It never
goes out, but the electric doesn't go out now.
Not now, there's no more candles, Johnny.
I've seen that video.
She burns 3 candles a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen that video he had up you recently, you'd have thought the light bulb in the room. She was sitting on the bed and it looked like she was trying to hide and he had the light bulb going.
No, not that one. The one last week with the bulb. I thought the bulb was going to explode in your room.
Yeah, but I noticed it and he had me.
Flicker.
Is there somebody coming? Is there somebody telling me something?
No, I thought it was him just pranking you.
No, he's always pranking you. Then I changed it and put it in the landing. So it was like, be all right in the landing. Turned it on, started flickering again. You need to take that bulb out.
Tony, did you ever get the MOUSE?
What's that? The mouse? Aye. See
him, he's wet. He has you fucking torches.
I don't remember this. I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you remember the mouse that was in your bedroom? And then it ran out of your room into the bathroom.
Okay, I can't remember.
It was a few years ago. Like,
the brush wall was out there, wasn't it?
The MOUSE's in the bathroom.
I have St. Martin. I love St. Martin. I have in the bathroom in the room here. And here behind them. So I said to my daughter now, I said, did you see St. Martin there behind that wee paper by the way there it is? She said, I must have fell down and down must have went down under the floor.
Say St. Martin's the one that's like the saint of like animals and all.
Yeah.
So Johnny has a wee thing down the paper already in case there's any voices.
St. Martin's called after and this wee fella's called after St. Martin, yeah.
Do you have a favourite saint?
No. I love them all. I love St. Joseph, St. Anthony, St. Jude.
Mom. I like St. Anthony because any time... do you know, I actually lost my... there was my wallet before. Coming out of the road in my ma's work. So did you see the Falls Road gate? I was coming out of here. And then this was at 2 o'clock. I got up to a smart, happy white truck. And I realised, I've lost my wallet. And the wee woman at the till said, there's a St. Anthony box that sits in the spar on the till. She put a pound in it for me. It says, trying to get the back out because you're meant to say we personally. And see, when I was going into work at 5 o'clock, I swore to God, I walked in that gate and I was just sitting right there and I found that. And I was like, this is one of the most busiest fucking doors in West Belfast. Like, the front of the Royal Hospital is so busy. Not one person seen that wallet. And I walked in and seen it and I was like, I honestly believe that that was that. Because how would you not notice a wallet just sitting in the middle? It was just sitting right in the middle of the door. And I was like, it's just 3 hours later and not one person has picked that up.
See, years ago they called them all after saints. I have my husband, Joseph, his son, Joseph, got a mercy on him. His son's called with him, a great son, grandson. I have another grandson called Joseph, great grandson, and his daddy's called, and his grandfather's called Joseph.
Martin.
That doesn't happen much these days. I don't think people keep it going no more like that. Sure, it's all fancy names, you know.
I know my wee lad's called Loxley.
The hell's that? Laxative.
Lovely. It's actually, do you ever watch Robin Hood?
No.
Do you know what Robin Hood? You know who Robin Hood is, but don't you? Robson the Rich gives the poor. There's a garden of Loxley. It's spelled differently, but it's the same name. But it's a nice, it's spelled Loxley, but it's a nice wee name. There's a horse I always see called Loxley, and every time I put one...
So he's called after a horse, then?
I lose money on it every time it runs, Johnny, so do you? I'm putting a score on it every time I see it, and it's fucking cost me a fortune.
It's telling me not to do it.
I know. I don't ban horses, but see, when you do see a name, you're going, fuck, that's a saying.
I was somewhere the other day, and somebody said, you see that horse there? It was a wee fella in work, and he says it was something like Go On Joan or something. Like, I didn't know, I didn't see it. Came second.
That wasn't first, but Johnny. Do you know this? See, when you type in, because I checked it, see, when you type in on Google, like by Google's their recommendations, to throw your two names up for the biggest TikToker in Northern Ireland.
Do they?
It actually used to say your name's first.
You're down to third now. You should have had respect for his grandmother.
She's saying it should have been
Joni first and then Connor. It's because he's the one all wired in our social media, Joni, so it is. But you're the superstar.
Yeah. I remember like when we were doing the TikToks and all, but see when we started TikToks, it was like, you had
it. Maybe 10 years for a journalist.
When did it start? I honestly thought it was COVID. Because that's when
But I was actually looking the other day at a videos on my phone. I think there's one there from 2014, 2015. Just doing the wee funny Facebook videos and all. Yeah. And some of them I posted on Facebook, but some of them I didn't post anywhere. And then when TikTok came and you seen people doing all that, I was like, right, I'll throw a few on. It was like a Friday and I think two or three videos. And by the Monday, there was a couple of thousand followers and all.
It skyrocketed then.
But you just have stopped. And then
that's why, because you see when you have...
I just have been so ill, you see, and then I didn't bother. But he does the alter name. They got flowers the other day, didn't they? The girls in England. But her sister lives over here. Her sister was married to Julian Falloon's brother.
Granny's daughter, or not? She was married in somehow. But I had all the videos, and then when I posted them all, then...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
They all dried up. So it was like, then you had to start thinking of what, because I had them on my phone, I was able to just post, but I didn't want them to be staged, you know what I mean? See, when you're working and you're like, you know, like you're, sometimes you don't have the time.
I know, but you would always go on and explain, me and my granny have been off for a couple of weeks.
I tried to, because I'm conscious too,
it's
just under 90,000 followers, like, and then people are messaging me and saying, like, I hope it rings out, is it ring okay or not, because I think you're pretty brave.
Johnny, do you get your head around how, like, the social media, like, how the videos work?
No,
how big it can get.
I don't know.
Like, how many people know you now? That's,
do you not grasp? Like, there's so many people. Like,
maybe I was younger, but see, you're ahead now. Like, wobbly wobbly.
Would you get some? See if you're out shopping and like,
oh, don't even go there.
She gets tortured. Like, you stop her. She doesn't say tortured. Like, she gets stopped. But you love it now. But don't you? Like, you enjoy it.
I die. Well, I mean, if you're making somebody happy, make somebody happy.
That's all it is. It's a bit of cracking.
See, this past years, I'm going to start crying. My niece, my grandchild was killed, 7-year-old. Freak accident. She ran out in front of me, girl. Her two sisters died with cancer. Her brother died with cancer. And the two brother-in-laws died within a day or two. The two brother-in-laws. And then I had the niece. Probably she got the all clear.
That's right.
And then my brother rang me yesterday. His wee grandson was a long months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but a really bad heart.
And he took sick, and they took him over to England. And they were renting the house, much of the charge in a week. £600 a week. A week.
Jesus Christ.
But we all done it then. Like, we all gave him money. And I gave him oil and scaffolds and me medals and stuff. They said, they come out and said, do you want the good news or the bad news? The good news is he'd be here for a while, but the bad news, can't do nothing. He had a large tart, 17. He's 18 now.
What, a match runner?
A large tart.
So, like,
that's what my grandson had, our Marty Martin. But he had it when he was a baby. He got blessed with Patty Peel with it. He had it with the.
But then he was alright for years. Like, our Martin died there when he was 2017. He was 35. But he was alright up until that. He was going to the gym. He was training and all. He was fit and healthy. Like.
Is that your cousin, Connor?
That's my grandson, Arthur Martin's wee boy.
For having the large tart, he was doing
alright.
And then
our Geraldine, his wife died with cancer. And he died, the wee boy, 18. He died 3 days after her.
How many grandkids do you have?
Jesus, I don't know.
I think it's like it's 30.
36 grandkids. I lost a couple of
40
twins, and I lost a couple of grandchildren. And she had Sonny Joe, and she called it after her granddad, my son.
36 grandkids, yeah. 40, I think it's 41, 42. 42. And great grandkids, and then two.
It's kind of a favourite?
No favourites.
Hold on a minute, Tony.
If Skeffler's on me, I have no favourites.
No. Well, is the blue eye?
No, he's not the
blue. He's the one gets to the buns and the flowers and everything else.
We see each other every day, but he doesn't have any favourites.
It's not really.
He's making faces behind you.
Don't let doesn't bother with me, but I pray for them because it's their loss, not my loss. You know, she's at this all over now.
You're not on any other social media platform, you're not on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. So,
I'm on nothing.
No, but Granny's not, but we have pages like we have.
Yes,
like, have...
for people watching that wants to follow you on different platforms, is it just TikTok you're on?
No, so we have TikTok, we have an Instagram page, and then we have Facebook page. They're all so the TikTok one was because I was only starting then. It was I just put it down. It's just Connor Captain. I actually don't know if I can go on. Maybe people know me as that now, you know. So if I change that, I'm a bit like, you know what I mean? But the Instagram and the thing ones are Connor and Joni.
Do you get much people looking photos and stuff? Are they always asking my granny?
Sometimes I would. Like, I've been like, nature, you know, people come up.
What about your granny?
I'd end up being like, where's that fella TikTok?
In the grave, to come in the grave and get her photo.
Do you like Greg's, Joni? Because that's where I seen you. I seen you in Greg's in the candy centre.
When?
I seen you and I was
calling. Why did you not come in, Mother, when you come in and buy me a cup of coffee?
Hello?
No money on me.
But they're not money in them horses, you see. No
I just walked by and I looked in. But this was before.
We go there once a week. We used to go Mondays, Wednesdays and
Fridays.
Going to work. He was on the bike. Took their bikes and all the way to France and all when they were going and everything. He was starting. He was in the bicycle lane. Going down Moor Yard, isn't it? And somebody stopped in the middle of the road, they let somebody a car and he hit the car. So when he hit the car, he went up, hit his head. So I had to ring up, says, Mummy, we're not going out today. I says, that's okay. He says, no, Gary's in the hospital. And here's me and Maria and Andrew were down in, say, 5 minutes. Now you think he's all right, but you can hear him talking, you know, smart fella and all too.
He had his helmet and all, and he was wearing gear and all, like, and that was with the helmet on, like,
yeah.
Done some damage, like.
And he just got his good clothes on, you know, and they said, we'll have to cut these, and couldn't even answer me. I went in the same, I was in 5 minutes, I come out, I couldn't say it, choosing everything, yeah. It was terrible. But now, he lives around here.
You didn't have far to come, sure you didn't?
No, where the chapel is, well, it used to be when they built them houses around there.
There's ones up our built, are they?
Where
are
they? Oh, why, they're built.
Father Danny used to live.
No, the chapel.
Do you know Father Danny?
Oh, God, I used to come out of chapel and I used to say, God, you're the love of my life, so you are. But my husband and my son were along with Mother Teresa and her nuns.
So, what was it happened, Father Danny? Someone gave him a bad beat one time, didn't they?
He went down to Springfield Park. He went to Lodore one night. And he brought him in, he was looking money, and he brought him in and fed him. He beat him up.
Battered him, didn't he?
They beat him.
I remember Father Danny living down in Springfield Park.
Yeah.
Is that where he lived?
Well, he lived 2 doors from us, and he done them when Mother Teresa was put out for her nuns, and then all the other priests and all the other nuns, we got to know all them. And he done work for every one of them, him and our Martin.
Do you want to see, just speaking about nuns, do you know the nun that runs about Belfast City Centre, Anna?
A nun?
She's a nun, aye.
You haven't seen any.
No, your mum. Have you ever showed her the videos? No, she runs about, she has the big robe and all on, and everyone calls her Anna the Nun, and she just runs about, what's the right way to describe, preaching, would it be?
She's attention seeking.
Preaching and screeching.
She's really a nun, like?
She was a nun in the Falls Road.
Oh, was she actually a nun there?
No, she could put out a sisterhood.
She actually was. I didn't know that.
We had her on the podcast.
She wasn't that one down the Falls, what do you call that one?
That's her. She sits in the middle of the road and all squeals.
Get her photo up and show her.
Is there something wrong with her head, maybe,
that? 100%. But she puts a lot of it on, don't you? She's from Dublin, right? She was born Catholic. She come up to Belfast, partly because they were trying to sanction her down there. So when she come up here, she was getting more attention by Protestants, so she changed religion from Catholic to Protestant. And she was running around saying the Pope's a bender, and she was marching up the 12th of July where Union Jack. She was on this podcast. She brought a Union Jack flag in. It was a big 12-foot Union Jack flag out. She put it down on a chair and all and sat on it. Oh, she was all over Belfast there for a good fucking year.
She was blind.
We were down the town like about 2 years ago now. Once I was going to Marks and Spencer's and a lovely wee girl, and she was standing with a big
McDonald's
just at the corner, goes round.
Yeah.
She was sitting there and she said to me, hello, Donnie. And I looked at her and I said, do you know me? I watch you on TikTok, Donnie. I says, I don't believe you. She said, yeah. So that was all right. And I was coming out and I had a wee favourite to say to me. I says, go around and get about Edna. I said, no, eat sure.
Was she homeless?
She's homeless.
She come around and I come around and I says, here. But I could see people at the lights. And I knew they were looking over, but I didn't care. And I says, here, that's it's only be favour. And he said to me, God bless you. And I put my hand on her cheek. And I said, no, God bless you. She was one of the wee girls was found in the town, 4 of them found dead.
Ach, no way.
Yep.
When was that? The other year?
It was a couple of years
ago. What are you talking about? Two years ago?
Maybe 30 years ago.
Heartbreaking, isn't it?
I just want to see her. Her was down there, massive cold and all.
Sadly.
But you see these drug ones, would they get the drugs to their own children?
See, our town, Johnny, it's getting worse.
But see, there's no worse than to go anyway.
They actually burnt the welcome centre down. right. Just the other week. And it's on the falls. I don't know where the devil's tower is. So it's a centre where the water got fed and the water got fed and watered. And so what actually happened there was they were all gathering there because they're obviously homeless. They were getting fed and all. But in between a lot of them, there was a lot of scumbags. And they were going into the States just up behind them. And they were breaking into houses, cars and stuff. Right. So the locals were obviously fed up with it. They went down and burnt the whole place down. And then they've wrote on the wall, it says, like, if anyone is seen basically fixing the building, they'll be shot. Because they don't want them in the community. Because
like, workmen stay away or something.
Like yeah, and you can understand to an extent, like, they can't be coming in and living.
Too close to houses is where that was, do you know what I mean? When I was in the town the other day, I walked past, I could swear they've opened up somewhere in the town. I don't know whether it's the same people, but they've definitely done something in the town. Because the welcome centre's not there. Exactly. They need to have somewhere to go.
I've
because
seen the Schenker Road Butcher. He was one of our friends. They lived around the corner from us.
The Schenker Road Butcher?
Mm-hmm.
Who, the main one?
Pallister. Yeah, they moved to Hayfield.
Sam?
No, what'd you call him? I forget his name.
Oh, it was Fat Sam, David. They called him.
He said, open your mouth, and he opened his mouth. He put a big clock on his mouth, a big leaf clock on his mouth.
Where's your
very bitter Protestant spot.
Where was this?
Now, down Nelson Street, down Neil Street.
Where's that?
That's
down,
where I live.
Down the docks.
I told you before. Yeah.
Sailor town?
Yeah.
Did you ever drink in your day or did you ever smoke?
Wee baby sham.
What's that?
I don't know.
It works.
We used to go to Telstar down the Shore Road. So what's it? God of mercy and his mummy and him.
Is a sham a drink or a place?
A baby sham. Is a baby sham like a. No, baby sham's a drink. But is it, it's like a. Is it like a shandy? Something like that? Something like.
I don't know what it is.
Is it nice?
I think yeah. I don't really know. But yeah. I don't think it's like strong alcohol, like, you know.
Wouldn't and you never smoke. Wouldn't we go on the parties, not just, you know.
And met my husband in the jig.
Was Connor doing all the drinking for you, is he?
Our friend was all down, all stand. And I says, could you lend us a wee cigarette? I forgot my cigarette.
The my granddad was.
Did he smoke, Johnny, did he?
He smoked when he was 14, Gallagher's Greens, yeah.
Did he? When did you, what age were you when you met your husband then?
Well, he was 18, I was, he was 18 when we got married, I was 21. I was 3 years older than him, sure. And my sister was 3 years older. I don't want it, he was, but I was doing and he gave me the fix. You know, I mean, I'll get a wee late later on, so I give it to my friend. Although in the jig, you weren't allowed to dance close, because she can remember a stick for her son. She would have all been, break away.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's mad
hot. There was murder outside it, but there was never no fates in it. And Brown Square and the Schenker Road and Bally Murphy and all these other, the market and the Strand and all different corners. Yeah. We used to go every night, 6 and to get in. That was great, man.
Did you have to pay in that, did you?
6 cents.
What's that?
6 pence a bit.
What?
6 pence, a wee 6 cents. Yeah.
Well, is that like a half a penny?
Oh,
is it a
penny?
Shillings,
man.
Like a wee penny.
Is that all it was?
Yeah.
Here, have you seen the prices of stuff now, Johnny?
And we all worked in the mill. And
where's
he used
that?
To come down every day on his bike. He wasn't working. He used to come down every bike when he was growing every day. We used to get on the potato lorry and all used to get on, me and all the girls were pickers and all. We used to live away at the top of the hill. We had to fly down. You sure late? I said, she lost her wallet there and to go. No, let no. It was her wallet or purse or something. I don't know what she lost.
Did you work, Johnny?
I worked in the mill too, yeah.
What then?
Spinning. I can't understand it.
I can't.
And then you have the roving room. What do you do? Then that goes to the roving room. And then they make the roving room.
What is it? Was it material?
I don't know what to do after that.
He runs an embroidery business. What's up his street?
Well, Lydia Factory's not my man. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's where my man works.
So material, it's sewn and all, isn't it?
All the stitches and the fabric and everything.
All them, the old machines and all.
Just different processes, but wasn't there? Like Granny would have worked in bit, then he had it went on.
No.
Did
you knit?
No.
Nah? I always.
I can't knit, I can't sew, I can't do nothing. You see, his mama, she used to make the first communions and a dance, made all her frocks and all, yeah.
Wedding dresses.
But my nieces got their first communion dresses and all. And the canals, she can knit. And our community, we want to see our Marie's knitting.
See, so when you start to knit, where do you, how do you start it? What part do you start?
You just
from?
Get a bit of wool on it.
Wrap,
I don't know, like.
Just get to be knitting wrong, but I can't pull on or take off, so it's no use standing it.
My brain works in weird ways. I was just, before you come up, I was walking up to this walk, and at the top of your mountain, there's a river that just flows down.
That was all years ago.
Why? But I can't.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload.
too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I get my head around heart. Where is that water coming from? Because surely it's just not a limit of water. It's not be happy just running down.
I know, but they actually make a lot of sense when you think about it.
Surely there's not water going up and coming down the other side.
But it must be inside then.
The farmers cut that off. You just come down the mountain alone.
I know what you're on about, but yeah. I mean, where the fuck's it come from?
I don't know.
I was saying to her, like, this is madness. Like, where water's just coming down here for years.
Google tells you everything.
And that's going. Maybe it's running from the ocean, but if it was, it wouldn't be spring water.
There's water up where you can drink.
In the gully, I would drink it.
Oh, is it? Is there water up where you can't drink?
There's a certain part you can drink.
Yeah, unless your mates stand up a stream.
I used to do that. It was lovely up there. I have my back leg.
I used to go up and steal tadpoles out here. When I was a kid.
I used to go hunting. He used to do glamping or jamming.
Glamping? I seen. Is there one on top of your car? Do you take that off?
Tent?
He's a tent. Yeah.
It's like it all phones out. It's like the phones out and it has to be ladders up into it.
Do you get out in it much?
Not as much as I would like to. But yeah, it is good. Like,
the thought of it's good, but see when you get
See the only thing for me, see weather, I guess it's brilliant, but see when I was away in Donegal at the start of the year and went to a wee bar and had a few pints and went down to park the car to get into it and it was lashing. And I was like, no, I'm not opening that tent in the lashing rain.
So is that set on top of your car?
It stays on top of the
car. And
you wouldn't believe what's inside it, because it looks small, but see, it folds out into a two-man tent, and you get wee ladders up into it. But it's the rain, that's the only
thing. Do you end up sleeping in the car?
I slept in the car that night. That's the first and only time I've done it. Like, I know it defeats the purpose of buying a tent for your car.
I'm going to be careful going away on his own.
Sure, he has a big stick, Johnny.
See, when they're going away and making pots up and holding in their bags and all to get them home. I do.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God.
My mate's ma, she's like a wee holy Joe, Johnny, so she says.
I don't go to mass every day now, but I do my 3 hours of prayers every day.
Do you?
Every day.
Yeah.
3 hours of prayer every day, can you imagine?
Jesus Christ. St. Martin he pours down, the Mother Teresa
so
done.
Did you just say, are you repeating
I'm on
them?
The middle of a bit of Patsy P.O. now, and then I do all the other ones.
Ah, it's like we carved them
the all. Stuff he put away from me, because
there was too much.
And the priest said, Johnny, don't be doing too much prayers.
Do you go to Corpus Christi Chapel?
Yeah.
So do you know, is it McCarthy still there?
Father Paddy,
Our Father, he's away, he's away, God help him.
I know, I have him on Facebook, and I see he's come through a hard time, and they were all
actually. I've been getting a lot of hassle for somebody. I think it's fellas he's getting a lot of hassle with. It's terrible doing that on him. He lost his father before my son died.
Yes, he's a nice fella.
You know what I mean? He's not a bit soft. He's something on his phone there. I just couldn't.
Is he taking a break or did he move?
No, he's still there, but he goes away. He does a lot
he
of
gets band, away, the bishop.
What do you call him? Like lords and all? He goes away a lot of stuff.
Do you know,
like
he's like, he's the first priest I've ever seen that actually has a bit of a life outside the chapel. I see him, he was doing pads, boxing pads and all, and he was...
Oh, yes, he was at the gym. Gym.
All the priests I can ever remember were like just older fellas in the...
You would never think, but you can actually stand and have a conversation with him. He's funny, like, because he's good crack. He's Under Armour half
and he thanks him every Saturday night, the ones that's in the chapel. He thanks him every Saturday night. But no, the way elder, but they don't, there's no elder girls now, you see, elder boys. They don't serve the elder now.
No, that's right.
So what's the crack with the next generation of priests then? Is there anyone putting themselves forward?
No.
You were at chapel the other week, weren't you? And I had to come back around.
But he got a
no
lovely
priest.
Letter there.
You're not trying to talk Connor into it?
Well.
Hey, guys, being the next priest.
What do you hear the laugh? A lot of months. It was one of the McCreevy's, wasn't it? I think it was Kevin. It was Kevin's anniversary. And that came as my nephew. And the priest came in. He came in and said to me, McCreevy. And I said, I don't even say that. I said, yeah. He says, you call my mom, my mother, McCrubby, and you call my grandfather, Joseph McCrubby. That's what you call my husband.
Your husband, huh?
I said, so you're a Protestant, me and you're Protestants and Catholics. He's a priest. He's done a mass on Saturday night, and here is me. Another anniversary. Come up to the altar.
Protestant, are they called, what is a Protestant priest? They're allowed to marry, aren't
they? They're ministers, aren't they?
No, they're ministers, are allowed to marry, and then some of them, whatever they're in, they can take the blessed sacrament.
What's that?
The blessed sacrament you get when you go to hell. Do you not know what that
What's
is?
What's that, the bread?
The bread,
Yeah.
Tony, I'm not.
We are pagan right now.
Tony, do you know the only time I get that there is whenever...
Do you know what I can't understand? When they died there at the chapel, I said the priest one, like Father McCrudden, a lot of years ago. I said, they get christened, they make their first communion, confirmation, get married, and they never come back to the altar. So a week ago after, he says, preaching, and he said, this is the way it is. They get christened, they get married, christened, make their first communion, confirmation, get married, and they don't come back to the altar. And I was waiting on saying, Tony McCrubby told me. I was a hard skirt. Swear to God. And when Joe's mammy was sitting on the step, I had to get the, and it was him. He was only about in his 40s that he was. And I was here, and his mommy was there, and Joe was there, and he knelt down. She died on the seat. Saved me and our son. Yeah.
In the chapel?
And no, in the house, in the White Rock.
I don't know the chapel.
Yeah.
Johnny, you've lived some mad life, so you have.
But you have, yeah. Have some funny stories, like, don't you? Growing up now.
What age are you now, Johnny?
87.
87?
87, yeah.
Can you still go out there? You still go out to the shop now, don't you?
No. I've worked at the garage with me, but I have to,
like, you bring around anyone?
All, and, like, we were quite,
I don't want to get
really
on.
Quite much.
No.
I don't want to get in a wheelchair.
Wouldn't suit you, Johnny. I was saying to you before we were rolling there, I met you. It was a couple of years
ago. I remember ago. That time when I was waiting on the taxi coming.
Yes, in the Royal at the front of the hospital, and I seen you, and I said...
And you were a wee cleaner.
Oh, I was a guy. And I said, I used to just stand there and do them. But I says, there, come on, I get you a wheelchair and I bring you in. You went, well, you not. I fucking walk by myself for some rubber my legs.
All over shit.
Can you remember that?
That's a quarter way to go.
That's only, do you think I was about... It must have been about 3 years, maybe.
Ah, Jesus, it's more than that.
It's actually
about 3 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that how long it was?
Jesus, yeah. Ours, years ago.
I worked in there for 10
you
years.
You having a beard or nothing then?
My ma hates this fucking, she hates it. She fucking tells me every day to take it off. But I'm trying to grow it out. And now, so what do you think of it, Johnny?
It's too big.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow it out, it's too big.
It took me 30 years to grow this here.
If you had it painted white, you would have been all right, Daddy Christmas.
Not be long now, sure, but all them grandchildren, fuck, you'd be skint.
Used to be, man. Used 2 years ago, used to get for all of us, but just couldn't do it now. Like,
just it's
just too much.
Yeah, but they all get their birthday money.
They all get you still, but do that. Here, your house must have stopped being with all the...
See, they have their school, and then they have their mommies and all, and daddies is working and all, you know.
But years ago, when my granddad and all was there, it used to be really busy.
Oh, God, I used to put them all around. Every week and all. Cut all the fruit and all off for them and all.
He did. My granddad used to have this. I was three when my granddad died. He died in 1984, and he used to have this wee knife, like we called it a wee special knife, and he used to line us up in the kitchen and cut the apples up into wee bits and all, and give us a wee bit of fruit and all.
Turn them all
Can you remember that there?
I remember that, and then the only other memory I have is my aunt Edna, me and my cousin were the same age. We were torturing her to lift us up and to look into the coffin. Like, I don't know whether we're giving him a kiss or not, but to look in, and that's the only two memories.
So, Johnny, you never met anyone else in once?
No,
I'm
interested.
No?
See this, here going with your partner and having children and then going and having children. I don't approve of that. It's not love. It couldn't be love.
No, but sometimes that's the way it goes.
It's filth, I say. I go mad.
The older generation is different, though.
Big time.
It's times are changing.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody cares, but I do.
You know, people don't get married now and stay together forever.
Everybody's different. Everybody's own life, but
I was married 2 years and a third of September.
Something was already 2 years.
It's mad, mate, huh? Johnny, what are you doing in your spare time, man? Do you watch much TV or anything?
I'm going to get all my prayers all done.
What do you watch? The soaps?
The Chase?
Carnation Street.
Street.
Do you watch The Chase?
What?
The Chase on ITV.
Appy's on Chase. Earlier. Appy's on about...
Chase, I don't like that. Do I love him now, but I don't like that, no. See, when they're giving out the money now for charity, don't let them in, I go mad.
She thinks they just
I
win.
I swear to
if
God.
If they lose it, they should just give them the money anyway.
See, they're I think they are some of them will just taking the answering the questions. They never give them a chance. You may go and let them win. It's for charity.
Sometimes I do. I do think the chasers get shorter questions. So it means, if there's fucking 20 questions asked, they're probably potentially getting two more.
They know. They
two more questions. Every now and again, they have to let someone win, and it has to be a big win.
They have to. They have to.
For TV, that's it. Yeah.
Did you see your man, Dara, the Irish chaser? So he actually, he went on as a contestant. And then he, like...
Is that how you get on that?
So what he done, I think he got the highest offer. I think that, like, 12,000 or something. I could be wrong. But he got a good offer, and every other person on his team took the lower offer. So it brung his... whatever it was down to 6,000. So every person that, and it's the first time it's been done, so there was four people against the chasers, but they've all, three of them took the lower offer. No way they give you high, medium or low. And then seeing the final chase, he answered every single question and he won them it. And then people actually put a GoFundMe up to get him the money back that they basically took on him. But I was watching this podcast, it came out that he ended up, he gave it to charity. But what they done was, 2 days later, they called him and says, do you want to be a chaser? He says they had the, he lacked in like English history, so he had to come back, learn his English history. And then, because he was very well spoken on TV, he was able to be a chaser. I've
seen something the other day about him going on and then end up being a chaser.
Sorry, which is mad, which is, I like him.
Oh, I see the R one, the big heavy, he's like a big
the
cat.
The beast?
I don't like him. Mark, he's cheeky looking big.
He's not lost to quite a lot of weight, wasn't he?
That's him.
He's my spear. I'm not sure.
Is he going, is that his cousin?
No, he's with his, apparently, I don't know, I've heard he was Gomer's cousin.
He was Gomer's
was
cousin.
Was he? Oh,
because I think him and I watch TikTok, is that what do you call him? Not TikTok. Gobble box. Okay. I love that. You see the gay fella and the wee woman.
Are they though?
Him and hers are gay. Oh, my son was away to Benidorm a year ago. And he was dancing with her.
He left her
standing on the floor. I says it was very ignorant to do that.
Do you use two go well on Gobble box?
Do you know what? I'd see some of the see if you have a camera in her room, and like, so even I go in, I get to run down all the commentary on the soaps. He's going with her, and he's doing this and doing that, and he's murdering her, and he has a knife for her, and this and that.
Do you watch the soaps, Johnny?
Emmerdale and EastEnders. No, I don't like EastEnders.
And then downstairs, when we're sitting in the kitchen, you hear shooting. It's like some of the MTV shows. What is it? It's the money ones. It's not the chase. There's another one, and it's something to do with money. And you hear screaming upstairs, like, come on.
Even I watch football, I used to watch football, and I used to say, look, you don't have to pull him down there, and you're standing there letting him.
Who do you support?
Nobody.
It's just on TV.
Who are you talking to? Wow. So I'm showing the footballer here. What do you call him?
The referee. But it'd be some crack. Like, I know they're doing it. They've done, like, an Irish goggle box.
You can't
sign up. Even the same with the UK one. They scoot you. So they see
there
you
must be fucking blame, because you used to be perfect for it.
They'll come and see you. Like, they don't actually...
Had anything out of the back of all them videos on TikTok, like, people reaching out.
Like, adverts and all for trans, like...
I've seen that. I've had a couple of pounds. I was doing the bus. What should we get for the bus?
Split in half, like, was it?
No, yeah, I never split in half.
Johnny, I had a top two, give him one.
He's got the money there. I don't know how long he has it, £300.
There was actually, we'll have to get something big, which just happened because it's been a mad earlier. Like, a girl messaged me from America. She's from, I think she's originally from Larne or something, but she lives in America, and I think she's done well for herself out there.
She's one of them. And she messaged. Foreigners, what do you call them? Greeks or something like that?
Something like that.
It was her mommy's party or something, wasn't it? She's having a party.
And she's seen the videos, and then she messaged me. I'm just like, I've just been watching all your videos. And she says, have you got your PayPal? I want to send you something so you can take your granny. She sent me £300.
No way.
And she was like, I want you to take her out. And I was like, great.
Well,
so what happened?
Didn't you get in touch with
her? She said about going to a spa or something. I was thinking, Granny wouldn't do a spa, but we're going to go to like the Opera House and see a show or like a bit of lunch or something like that. We just haven't got around to doing it, but we are going to get something booked. Like.
Johnny, have you been away on holiday before?
When he was alive, we went 9 years in a truck.
So she's
in America. He died and treated pins in me.
What's that?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping.
You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Curia Pins is like the place.
Oh, Curia Pins?
Oh, Curia Pins.
I thought I thought that was something else.
Oh, he died at 8 o'clock. He loved the Sacred Heart, man.
2 week holiday, was it?
But he died at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Were you lying sleeping?
Armbury's wee fella. It was a wee bit of a place that had sing-song, and it was our journey in the manual. Their anniversary was the 13th, and he died the 14th. And the wee boy was our...
Philip.
That was awful awful close.
Was that your last holiday, Johnny?
Two single beds, so we put them together and says, come on in here. 10 minutes he's in the bed and he was snoring. Snoring he was.
3 o'clock in the morning.
And we gave him the money, took out the money to have a wee drink. 8 o'clock in the morning and our Geraldine and her run out. And they were giving Armory a drink. But Armory didn't know it was drinking Coke because my kids, the girls, didn't drink. I think some of the fellas didn't drink, they got married. I think our Julie would have never
Was
got.
It a wedding?
But he drinks no? now, like.
No, it was just generally, no, it was a family holiday.
Was it a heart attack, was it?
Massive heart attack.
Saying I had to come home and leave him there.
I heard him
screaming.
And I said, will you stop? He'd say he was in the middle of us. And I said, you stop that. I said, that's snoring. It was the death rattle I heard.
Jesus.
He was calling, like, and our Martin came in. He says, come on down, now stop your messing, but he was dead.
What age were you, Johnny?
He was 54.
He was 54?
54.
So you'd have been 52?
Six or something?
Yeah.
Well, you're older, you're 3 years older.
Yeah. 56, 57, like, I mean, young, like, we're 10 kids, like.
Yeah.
You know.
My dad was 40 when he died.
Fella, wasn't he,
what was he, 40?
40, huh?
Did he?
He did lung cancer. And so see, any time I get a fucking pain in my side, mate, I'm only a doctor. I rang a doctor.
That's not a bad thing, but that's good.
You can't even get through to the doctor. Look, I lost 2 pieces of finger last year.
Fuck, so you did?
Oh, cut them all, and it cut me.
You're only diabetics, no even saving diabetics.
So our just wee girl, our birthday party was the 14th, that Saturday. And our one says, you better get the
hospital. So hard to take that off, Johnny? Did you have to get knocked out and did they chop it off?
No,
it didn't knock out because of her age. It was local anesthetic.
No way, you were awake when I was getting done.
I just numb. No.
You could feel the thing and all, but kind of tugging.
That was the last time. That was the last. Second time I had to get a cup.
Did they have to fucking? Did they use like a buzz?
I don't know what they've done.
Don't know what.
But they're all letting me foreigners, and they were talking about the makeover. And I says, "You connected one of 'cause you're all very alike. So they are.
They're all like a Filipino nurse, and all one of them followed us on TikTok and put comment and all. I looked after your granny down there, no.
And then, but that was all right. And the wee doctor, we went down to Royal. It was pure green and yellow, and the poison was going up my arm.
Oh, you need to get
so get it off. Get it off before it spreads.
That's really their way of thinking. If they hadn't got that off, it would have been hospital for up to 8 weeks on an antibiotic to try and get it out.
Yeah.
You know, so they were saying the best option.
So when we went there, he was there, and you were right parking the car, and then he said that he was looking, and I went in. The fella done my bloods and all. I went in the doctor, a young doctor he was, and where he was sitting there, and I don't know what he's doing, but he must. He said he was twisting the needle. He said, oh shit! Tell him. And he looked at me and I looked at him. I didn't even smile. So he's to put a wee band in the butterfly and he says,
he hurt you? Did it hurt you?
I hurt him. But he says he was twisting the needle. He was putting it in there somewhere.
And you're usually sorry, getting blood.
I don't mind getting blood. You know,
I hate it.
No, it doesn't annoy me. I don't annoy it. And the next thing was I went in and he said to me, I'll put a wee bandage on that for you, fella. He said, Miss McCready, I met the doctor. He shouldn't have put that in your arm there.
See, and that's why I was aching. He's probably sticking in the wrong fucking place.
They do say, like, all them things and all the needles.
Were you black and blue after it, were you?
I said the wee butterfly and I didn't know with the bandage on it. So then they rang
the Ulster.
Down. We said, bring her over straight away.
They were the specialists over, so we had to send photos of her finger over to them and they were like,
and
yeah,
I seen
bring her
it. Over. Oh,
anyhow, it was.
How did that happen to begin with?
Cocodamol.
You know, like the medication, like a wee cocodamol. No way, it's like a wee foil strip, and it's going to be really, can be really sharp.
It's very sharp.
So it's a wee slice, and that was it.
No way.
Yeah, it started turning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how quick it was, like.
And
I had to get one piece, and then you were back the following week.
The wee sisters waiting me. what's wrong with your pet? And I showed her, said, what happened to you? So she said, just sit there, the doctor and the two doctors are with you in a wee minute. So they come over and brought me in, and the young doctor and the other lady, Dr. Meager, was on the...
Is that the only one that's off, Johnny?
They'll have to bring you in.
Just the one.
How long did it take getting it off?
Look at the skin that one is, look.
You were only a couple of hours, weren't you? You were only a couple of hours. The second time.
Well, it's been done twice, so it's been like a piece.
So what happened was they took the first bit off, and then it was a week later they bandaged it and said,
off. The bandage you get, the plaster you get with the wee wheels on the end of it.
Aye. Aye.
But that's what that was on from there to there. There was no air getting in. So then when I went back, I had to go back the following Monday. And the next thing was, the girl said, where's Connor? And I said, nurse. And I said, he's away over the park. I want my photo. He may have got my photo. She said, no. Miss McCruby, it's private, you in here.
For the confidentiality.
Yeah.
She was the patient, so she got a photo over me.
So the wee nurse was taking my bandage off, and I wasn't looking at her, and she said to me, Miss McCruby, I'll have to go back round again.
So like,
we had to go straight round
again. Straight upstairs, and they were like, get you a bed, and got her up into your room, and had to get the orbit off.
Had to get the orbit off.
But Johnny, you think about it, see, when you're getting your nails done, you get 10% off.
Bloody funny, isn't it?
He's just slag her teeth. Not able to pick her nose now.
Andrew's grandson calls it a wee sausage. No, he put sausage.
Cocktail sausage.
I'm telling you something. See the pain that's in it when it's shrinking. Oh my God. It's wild.
So did they just stitch that closed?
I stitched it over. But the first time they stitched it, they put a bandage on. John said leave that until the following week. You came back. So it's Monday, then the following Monday. And we came back and opened it, and the whole the stitches
and
over.
There, and news to come
and
it in.
Up. It was like cauliflower, like the whole top of it. It was horrible.
Do you not see can stitch? No, do you not? Is that annoying?
It was.
No, I didn't annoy me. I just relaxed.
Do you know what I mean? The anaesthetic, so yeah. it was numb. So you wouldn't have felt you didn't feel the stitches.
And she said to me, now if you feel any change or anything, you let me know, and I'm all right.
Not a bother, Tilly.
I hate it.
The second time I went to girl, she said, you're my last patient here. And I said, go away. Well, what's wrong? She says, no, I'm leaving to have my baby.
Oh,
and
that was one of the
It was the 23rd. And I said to her, God, that's the same day as my first daughter was born, the 23rd of February. And she was leaving to have her baby. Wasn't that a coincidence?
Oh.
But when she was doing it, I heard the crack. It was bone there, you say.
Jesus Christ.
But I heard the 3 week cracks, but...
Didn't bother you.
It didn't annoy me.
Was that in the Royal?
The Nailster.
Was the Nailster?
Mm-hmm. And then I had to go back again a couple of times, didn't I tell it?
Yeah, and then that was it.
I'd see the room. You had your own room. Everything was in it. Your bathroom, your toilet, everything.
Like even remotes and all, to control the blinds and all. It was their new bit of the hospital they built. It was...
Good morning, Mrs. Tic Tac Tony. Even when they're going home, good night, Mrs. Tic Tac Tony. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, you were loving it. That night you weren't fussed.
You need to get uploading more, Johnny.
Oh, we're going to have to do it. It's him, it's not me.
Fucking shoot at him.
She does shoot at me.
Listen to me.
Does she know how to work TikTok now?
No, I don't know how to do it. No.
I know, but you're working on all too.
But there's times too where like we're not sitting down with the camera in front of us doing TikToks, but if I'm walking inside again, I'm recording McGranny, like M1's out done the other day, I upload them. McGranny doesn't know I upload them. People were saying, did you enjoy your buns the other night? She's going, what do you mean?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't realise that they're on.
I don't know.
Do you like a wee Chinese?
They like a Chinese. Now again.
I see you got it.
You're liking
half
it for a minute?
Half and half.
Curry sauce?
Gravy.
Where do you get from?
Where do you get it? Christopher got that. They give you enough, a lot of it.
Like Little O's, I seen you mauling the other day.
Little O's.
Pizza?
Where's that?
Little O's, the pizza. Remember the pizza coming in your box?
Place.
I should remember the pizza I had got when we got the British fish suppers, you know, remember? Up there.
For free?
Had an email guy.
Where's this place?
We're doing one on Thursday night.
Do you know...
Chip me down the road.
What do you call her? Annie? No, Spice In?
Chicken licking?
Amazing artist. So she was saying like about the other night, me and our Kirk went down, or last week, and she was like, I'm going to get just do a wee thing, a wee video, we'll do a wee calzone.
Have you ever had one, Johnny? The calzone? Oh, Jesus, they're beautiful. I want one for fucking saying this on this podcast. We want one.
I haven't tasted one, so it's like a...
So it's kebab meat. It's basically in a pizza
folded over with cheese, and then put it under the grill and toast it.
But do you get the pink sauce put inside it?
So I get, I don't get the doner meat. I get the chicken tikka with chili, garlic, and hummus, and then peppers and onions.
I get
doner
meat and chicken. Oh, jeez, it's fucking great. I'm
so excited.
I'm diabetic and fucking getting fodder instead of skinner. Big and balanced.
All them buns and cakes he's bringing into you too.
That's what fucking up, great. I'm just actually saying that, but I haven't done your bloods in a way.
Oh, no, I'll have to
do your bloods and see what they're like. All these.
I had a bad day on Friday. Now, he was 6 months dead, and then Joe was 30 years dead, so
that's why I got her all that stuff.
Oh, was that why? Right?
Oh, right. Yes. And the Christopher bet.
So Kirk bought it, but I thought it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you so, delivered it.
He bought it, but I thought about it. I was going to bet, and he was like, no, it's all right, I'll just get it.
Don't does any of your grandkids do it with the camera, or is it just Connor?
It's only him.
But our Sophie's done a few wee things of scurvy and all, like our Melissa have done a few wee bits and all, but like the TikTok would be.
What are you on, 90,000?
I think we're 89.8 or something.
That's a lot of money. Do you make money from TikTok?
So it's like not like a lot.
In the creator program?
Because no. you don't be on as much, you don't be posting.
The first time with that, I got loads of stuff and all sent to me.
More stuff like that. No, but what I mean, like,
yeah,
drips and drabs. You know, like,
what do you mean, like mail the fans were sending?
Yeah. Like, we used to have a wee mailbox down the town. All the people would have sent all the stuff, because no way you'd be funny.
You
like,
have to go around.
So I opened up a wee PO box and people were sending stuff to her and all, but then it was like you were paying that every month and all. And it was like, and then stuff started to slow down. I was like, what's up?
See if you, like, see where TikTok, see just the way that works. See if you post 5 videos every single day. No. You can make a wage of it.
That's
like, if you're on the creator program, like, we post one clip every couple of days and like probably make 50 quid of it. But see, if you've done this, like, it's a full time job, I swear to God, it was so easy to make money. We're in the creator program, but like, I think for like, the video has to be a minute long. But see, if you just
don't. You
just
get paid for doing this. No,
well, you can make money on TikTok. You can. Depends. There's a load of different stuff, but isn't there?
Like, yeah, so, but like, it's easier to push a clip on TikTok if it's short. If it's a 10-second clip, it's easier to watch because the attention span of a normal person, like, right? Yeah,
that's it. So when
someone swipes in your video and you're halfway through, it like slows the video down. But if they watch the full video, it'll get pushed further. Yeah. So a shorter video is easier to go viral.
Yeah.
But if you can keep people on that video for over 7 seconds, and you're doing that a couple of times a day.
We did one down the town a couple of years ago, but they weren't very... What one was that?
When we went to the hotel.
No, we can't name who that was.
And we're lucky we got a cup of coffee on it.
There, like, we end up getting letters to the post from solicitors now.
Do you want to call them out there, Johnny?
But it wasn't that. I had watched that before, and it was all the ones that I had seen. They were all sitting in their houses.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? And they were all getting paid
because,
for that.
That was because we had the option of your house, but it was there wasn't enough room in your living room for all the equipment and all, so they said, like, we can bring you to a hotel or bring you somewhere and make it kind of look like a living room. Do you know what I mean? But there wasn't enough room for all the camera equipment and all.
Yeah. And then about the fire shortly after, I remember. About the fire, wasn't
late
on
fire, like a month or two later.
I don't care about money anyway, I'm not interested.
I need some of it, Johnny. If you don't care about it, you want to give us it. Fuck me.
I'm worried about money. I get the idea, like, money and everything. But here it's going to happen now too, because they're stopping all the pensioners' money.
That's right. You're not going to be able to heat your house in the winter here now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at a new car too. Any chance of a DLA car?
I have a DLA car.
Yeah. I don't drive it. That's not mine.
No, my daughter drives it.
Do you want to do a wee message on this podcast for all your wee fans and stuff?
You shout that now, because I can't even hear them. Like,
just want to say a big thank you to the guys in the Working Class Podcast for having us on, and a big thank you to all our followers too, for following us for the last load of years. Much appreciated. Not right, Johnny?
And thank you for the new friends I've made today.
Where are people find us?
Our TikTok is Connor Captain, Instagram's Connor and Johnny, and Facebook page Connor and Johnny.
Anything to say to your fans, or Johnny?
Oh, my fans. But I don't know them, but I know I can't see your faces, but I love us all anyway. I want to hear me tell them more than me.